A noble death is access to life. That's the real reason why suicide backfires. Humans are on a spiritual louche farm, a prison planet being milked for negative energies. The only way out is to reconnect with the divine directly and transcend the constraints of this realm. That's why Jesus was able to perform miracles and speak so simply and clearly that a child could understand it. He understood the way to the source is within. It's not outside of us. For whatever reason, each of us is here. Those of us who are genuinely sold, not talking about NPCs. There is free will only to an extent. The journey is set and determined by fate and/or our willingness to endure pain in order to grow spiritually. We have to be wiped of conscious understanding, or the journey and the work wouldn't be real. After all, why would you ever be afraid if you know the dog is on a chain and can only bark but never reach you? The funny thing to me is that Christians will accept the story of Job, God making a bet with the devil and narcissistic arrogance and destroying many lives just to make a point about how much his worshipers loved him and would stay faithful to him. But those same people will be vehemently angry and scoff at the idea of a spiritual louche farm where demonic entities are allowed to feed on our fear, and where it is up to us, individually, to transcend and win the game by denying them those lower frequency emotions. The despondency, the grief and shame and fear and anger that are present in suicide loses the game to the dark spiritual machine. Maybe that means you have to play again. Maybe that means your soul becomes one of them. There are many theories. I have zero interest in finding out because my desire is to learn, grow, and evolve towards truth and enlightenment. And if the story is already written, then my only role is to learn my lessons in order to develop. And eventually I'll be granted the open doorway to life, which is access to the transition that is death. Only a soul at peace passes through that gateway unscathed, which means my soul, earthly aim, must be targeting peace and joy and love, truth and authenticity. Whether as a monk, or as a political pundit, or as a rich man, or as a garbage man, the end game is identical. Earn life, which means live in such a way that material bodily death will reward your spirit's integrity for the higher purpose, by allowing you to reconnect with Source, life itself.